Yeah.
Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Marcus M., an IT executive manager at Banco BV in Brazil. Good afternoon, Marcus. I'll let you handle your last name for me, if you don't mind.
Hi, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here. My last name, we used to say Magalhães. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to speak in English, and Marcus M is really fine. Marcus is fine.
So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, for sure. I have a more than 25 years experience, and leading IT teams, I have more than 15 years. I started my management career, leadership career at IBM. In 2005. And then I grew up in IBM, T-Systems, OpenText, Nextel Telecommunications, and now I'm working for Banco BV, and I'm currently as executive manager taking care of the cloud program for Banco BV.
Interesting. And I think everybody knows what banks do in general, but what is, you know, Banco BV's, you know, strengths, and, you know, who do they cater to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Banco BV is the fifth biggest bank in Brazil. We have two main businesses. We have retail, mailing car loans, and we have the wholesales attending corporate customers.
Oh, very interesting. So you really are like almost opposites, like the big corporate customers and the individual person buying a car. Interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
So you don't do a lot of stuff in between?
Yeah, for retail, we have personal loans and student loans. We have in Brazil a program called FIES. Mm-hmm. When the student are able to study and just pay the loan after the graduation. So mm-hmm. it helps a lot of people that cannot afford with a graduation or a school, mm-hmm. and then pay back only after the graduation when they are working and executing their duties. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. Yeah, and great. In the hotel, like I said, it's the most of big companies.
Interesting. And you're in charge of cloud, which is a very broad term. I would assume a lot of what the bank is doing is going to the cloud. Is that correct?
Yeah, we are in a step moving from on-premises data centers to using cloud. So previously I was responsible for the whole IT infrastructure, mainly two data centers since end user like service desk and workplace management until the data center and application support. And last year, the bank decided to execute a big step and move all the whole workload to the cloud. So we are we are planning and executing this movement using rehost, replatform, refactoring, or retire some of our applications in order to attend this commitment, this target that the bank gave to us to be able to execute. So we have a dedicated team just to execute this program. And we have, of course, the other IT teams like infrastructure, like development team working on a daily basis. Because nowadays we start to face a bimodal IT operation. We have our primary environment running on data center and our new environment starting running on cloud.
Yeah, and having worked at banks in the past myself, I think most people would be surprised at the number of systems that banks run.
we consider that and we have about only for application, not considering infrastructure, we have almost 350.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that doesn't surprise me, but I think most people like, wow, 350 systems are applications. Yeah. that's a lot. So you're a busy man, I would say.
Yeah, nowadays working from home since last year due to the pandemic, We used to work about 12 to 13 hours a day. It's the usual.
Wow. And that brings up the next real thing. Since you're now moving to the cloud, has that allowed you to take IT talent from all over the country or all over the world for that matter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are able to have this kind of benefit and not only related to the cloud, but working another benefit that I can see considering the remote work is also being able to bring people that before that until the move to a remote work, we even consider to bring aboard. For example, people working in another states like Minas, like Northeast, because they need to be in the build, working side by side. And nowadays we can run workloads anywhere mm-hmm. where that makes. And we also can have people working from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that and then. I mean, it's amazing because I know Sao Paulo is a really big city. So it had to change the quality of life for a lot of your employees that they all of a sudden went remote and they didn't have to deal with the traffic in Sao Paulo all of a sudden, right?
I talk for related to me, for example, I used to spend about 1 hour and a half or 2 hours from my home to the office just to go in another 2 hours to move back or even more. Mm-hmm. Not less. Mm-hmm. And nowadays I can use this time to do any other activity that I would like. And still being able to attend all the meetings and attend the time frame. And another benefit that I could, when we were working in the office, it was a building, 12 floors. Mm-hmm. So you lost time moving around the floors to attend different meetings.
Yeah.
Okay, nowadays it's just hang out and right. Move to the next, just two clicks.
That's true. And I actually do it every day. I'm sure you do too. You go from Zoom call to Zoom call, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I, you know, actually I never even thought of that, but you're right. And like the banks I worked at had, you know, offices in different parts of the city. So there was actually getting in a car and traveling to them. And you know, that has yep. stopped.
For people that need to make even this kind of thing, in Sao Paulo, it's crazy. It's about 30 minutes, 40 minutes at least. Mm-hmm. No, just two clicks.
Two clicks and you're on your next meeting. That's interesting. So, you know, I mean, I'm assuming from a personal standpoint, your quality of life improved with COVID. Is that true?
Yeah. We are just taking care about myself and about the team. It's the conflict between when you work from home every day, you need to exactly taking care to be able to make this difference when you are at office and you are out of office. Because previous years, most managers or executives could think about, okay, if my team works from home, what was my fear? Not my right. Marcus, but for mm-hmm. some managers. Yeah. Okay, the home will go over the office. Mm-hmm. So nobody will produce the production, the personal result will reduce. And nowadays, what we need to take care of? The office will turn over the home. So mm-hmm. sometimes you need to, hey, I'm here for 5 hours straight. I need to stand up, walk around, mm-hmm. go out of the home because, like I said, just two clicks. So right. you move to the next, and you forget to drink water. You forget to stand up and walk yeah. a bit. So you need to take care about this and looking for your team to take care about this and check if everyone's fine. Mm-hmm. You need to consider some kid appearing in the camera mm-hmm. at some time. It's part of the daily nowadays. a dog barking.
Yeah, I mean, with everything, there's pros and cons. But I think a lot of people I've talked to, they're really starting to see the pros of this working from home. And do you think now that you've been doing it for a year, do you think you'll stay in this model, or do you think you'll go to a more hybrid, or you think it will eventually go back to everybody's in the office?
Yeah, the bank is moving to a hybrid. When we are able to back to the office, will be there are some considerations. For example, for IT analysts, it'll be from 5 until full work from home. Mm-hmm. So 4 days working from home and 1 day at office, or even full-time work from home. And this is why we will be able to hire anyone anywhere. Mm-hmm. For analysts out of IT, we'll be 3 days at home and 2 days at office. And for managers, for leadership team, 3 days at the office and 2 days at home.
Mm. Interesting.
And previously, we used to work 4 days at office. Leadership team used to work 4 days at office and 1 day at home. So we improved the 1 day at home. But we do not have any perspective to back to the office, as everybody can see how this pandemic situation moving forward here in Brazil mainly.
Yeah. And you personally, are you going to fall under the 3 at the office and 2 at home plan?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense, because for leadership team, you need to take care of team. You need, our main rule is to know our team, to guarantee the result through the team. Mm-hmm. So you need to be really close to the team. This is one thing that I could identify. When I just arrived to the office in the morning, I usually arrive about 7:30 a.m. So I had about 30 minutes just to chit-chat with different people at the floor, or even in other floors. And working from home, I lost this. So there are some people that really, not from my team, but other teams, that I do not talk about a 6 months, because we have I'm main concern with my team. So I used to talk with them usually in a daily basis, weekly with almost everyone I used to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But when considering other teams that we can, hey, good morning, how are you? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, good afternoon. I lost this.
Well, and hopefully that will be back soon, and we'll get back to the new normal, which I do think is, it's starting to happen here in the Bay Area. I'm assuming it's going to start to happen in other parts of the world too. Would you agree?
There are some countries that are much better than others. Brazil is not the case. Mm. Unfortunately, we are not being fast enough to get vaccines and to vaccinate the people. So nowadays, I think we have only 6% or 5%, no, 3% of the whole population that we were able to vaccinate. So it's a pretty small amount of people, and we need to improve, to make it better.
Well, hopefully it will improve soon.
Yeah, it's necessary. Otherwise, we have a lot of people dying, and keeping this kind of situation, the economy faces trouble also. So nobody wins in this kind of situation.
Yes, I would agree. Well, Marcus, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. It's always good to talk to a fellow banker. I understand what you're going through, although I didn't have to put it in the cloud. There was no cloud when I was working at the bank.
Yeah.
There was a data center on the first floor of the building.
my mission is to shut down the data center and put everything in the cloud, and we will be getting it.
That will be a day of celebration, I would assume. Well,
yeah, it is. So thank you also. Thank you for your time and for the opportunity to talk with you. It was my pleasure.
My pleasure too. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.